Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 28th of February. From generation to generation, God calls to us.
Christ names us as God's own people.
In hope and faith, God walks before us.
Christ calls us to pick up our cross and follow.
In covenant and love, God promises us grace.
Christ carries us forward into life anew.
God of our ancestors in faith, you call to us across the span of time. Open our minds that we may discern your call, even as you name us anew. Grant us hope against hope, that we may trust your guidance and walk in your ways. Raise us up to newness of life, that we may be children of your promise, people of your covenant, and disciples who follow your every lead. Amen. Today's first Bible reading is from Psalm 22. Psalm 22 begins with those words quoted by Jesus during his agony on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? During troubled times, we ask questions beginning with why. Why my family? Why me? Why did this happen? Is there an explanation? During this global pandemic, many people are asking the why questions. Clearly, Jesus understands that. He asked these questions too. My God, why have you forsaken me? Psalm 22, taken as a whole, traces a journey through brokenness to wholeness. It's a psalm of hope for today and tomorrow. The part of the psalm we will hear read today is verses 23 to 31. This section of Psalm 22 is a celebration of the God who hears those who shout or cry. The experience of the psalmist is that God does not turn aside or turn his face to avoid suffering. Rather, God notices the hardship in the world and looks upon those who endure it with compassion, whether it be the suffering brought about by injustice, natural disaster, or global pandemic. God journeys with us to the other side of pain, where there's relief and healing. There is a balm in Gilead. Wounds will be bound, the oppressed set free, the hungry shall eat and be satisfied, seekers will find and praise the Lord. God brings people out of the deep ravine to the green pastures that await. These are words to inspire confidence and hope. Listen to the words of Psalm 22, verses 23 to 31.
You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honour him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel, for he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him. Those who cannot keep themselves alive, posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it.
Let us pray. God of grace and glory, forgive us when our failed faith causes us to stumble or stop on this journey with Christ. Grace us with faith that hopes against all hope, so that we may trust in your promises and walk in your ways. Lift us up, that we may carry our cross and continue on the path to new life. Amen. By picking up our cross to follow Christ, we find ourselves. By saying yes to the good news of God's Spirit working within us, we find faith and wholeness. God's promises are sure, God's love eternal.
It's not an easy road we are traveling to heaven, for many are the thorns on the way. It's not an easy road, but the Savior is with us. His presence gives joy every day. Walks beside me and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load. It's not an easy road, there are trials and troubles, and many are the dangers we meet. But Jesus guards and keeps us so that nothing can harm us, and smooths the rugged path for our feet. No, no, it's not. walks beside me and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load. Though I am often footsore and weary from travel, though I am often bowed down with care, a better day is coming when home in the glory I'll rest in perfect peace over there. No, no, it's not an easy road. No, not an easy road, but Jesus walks beside me and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load.
The second reading is from Mark chapter 8, verses 31 to 38.
He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels."
You may be listening to this service on a CD player. Most of our listeners access the service from the church's website. Some use their web browser to go directly to the web page, while others follow the link on the church's Facebook page. Until COVID-19 hit, I hadn't used Facebook. Since Richard, our church's Facebook administrator, gave me access as a fellow administrator of the church's Facebook page, I've been learning more about it. Naively, I'd thought Facebook was a social media platform where friends keep in touch with friends. I soon realised it's also a marketing site. Each time I post something, I'm offered the opportunity to boost the post, to increase the audience and show it to more people. Frequently, I receive automated emails from Facebook offering the opportunity to get more likes, comments and shares. The number of reaches, engagements, likes, comments and shares appear to be the measure of success. So far, I haven't taken up the opportunity to speak to a Facebook marketing expert who appears on the Facebook app from time to time offering a free consultation. Perhaps I need to be more open-minded, but I feel a bit uncomfortable with the idea of trying to sell God in the same way you sell the best pizzas in the world, the fragrant aftershave that will get you noticed, the holiday of a lifetime, and the ultimate motor car. If the business marketing approach is out, how should we go about spreading the gospel? I think we need to look to Jesus. When Jesus starts preaching about suffering, rejection and death, the disciples don't want to hear it. Peter taps Jesus on the shoulder and indicates that he would like a word in private. "Jesus, What are you talking about? Your popularity is increasing. Talking about crosses, taking up crosses, is no way to sell the good news you've come to deliver. Jesus rebukes Peter in the strongest of words. Get behind me, Satan, he says. To be fair, Peter and his brother Andrew made sacrifices to follow Jesus. They left their fishing business, and presumably their families. They staked their futures on the belief that Jesus was special and had something to offer. Up to now, everything indicated that they had made a wise decision. They watched with approval as Jesus healed the sick, fed the hungry, and told wonderful stories about God's love. Everything was going great. Now Jesus wants to mess it up with talk about sacrificing his life. He even mentions dying. A leader is supposed to keep followers from misery and affliction. Who wants a leader who leads them to suffering? Shouldn't faith make us safer, safe and secure from all danger? We belong to the church in part because we hope it will make us happier, bring us comfort and offer us hope. Why would we follow someone who suffers and then tells us that we must do the same? Who doesn't already have enough suffering in their lives without looking for more? What will we have left if we give ourselves away? To begin to address those questions, we need to ask, why did the disciples keep following Jesus? Why didn't Peter leave and go home? The disciples followed Jesus because Jesus practiced and pictured the character and possibility of all of us at our best. The disciples followed Jesus because Jesus gathered around himself a community and gave them the gifts to be the church through pain and joy. The disciples followed Jesus because there's been no one since to match Jesus' words and deeds. The disciples followed Jesus because he touched their soul and offered them life. Jesus offers us the same today.
For the joys and for the sorrows, the best and worst of times, for this moment, for tomorrow, for all that lies behind. That crowd around me, for the failure of my plans, for the dreams of all I hope to be, the truth of what I am. For this I have Jesus, for this I have Jesus. Burdens of each
Let us pray. Thanks and praise belong to you, O Lord our God. Before the beginning of creation, you cherished shining hopes for this world, with the purpose that the children of the earth might become creatures of light and love.
Thanks and praise belong to you for the seeds of light you sowed in the hearts of the forebearers of faith, for the prophets who began to share your wonderful vision of the lives of your children, loyal to faith, justice, mercy, and peace.
Thanks and praise belong to you for your most astounding deed in the coming of the Son of Mary, the true Child of Light, who cared for your children completely and passionately, with a love which suffering could not deter nor death destroy.
Thanks and praise belong to you for those called by him who follow his lead in the darkness of this world, for those who care for others without thought of reward, who will sacrifice to give hope, foster peace, and share your love.
Our God and Helper, as we call to mind other people in their numerous needs, we pray that you will surround them with your loving spirit and enable your church to find practical ways of ministering to them.
Somewhere at this moment, there are men and women who are facing threat and intimidation because they dared speak out for truth and justice.
Somewhere today, children are crying after days of hunger, and their parents can only look on with the pain of a love that feels impotent.
Somewhere right now, oppressed people are working for scant rewards while their exploiters are living in luxury.
Somewhere at this very hour, people of faith are meeting for worship in secret, knowing that sooner or later, someone might betray them.
Somewhere this day, people are facing major surgery, while others are being told that they have a disease for which there is no treatment.
Somewhere this day, innocent people are suffering the chaos and brutality of war. Livelihoods are destroyed, hatreds enlarged.
Somewhere at this moment of prayer, members of our congregation and of other churches in our community may be facing crises which threaten to overwhelm them.
Somewhere near or far away, there are people caught up in the raw grief of loss that they wonder how they will ever be able to go on living.
Loving God, give us the faith to counterbalance despair and the love to outweigh self-interest and neglect.
We thank you, loving God, that your mercies are never confined to the range of our prayers, nor your servants limited to the ranks of the churches. Bless the mighty host of those who in many races, classes and creeds, who are endeavouring to serve others without thought for their own comfort, profit or safety. Through Christ Jesus, our reconciler and healer. Amen.
Deny
which guides you to a better home and leads to conquest of the grave. Take up your cross and follow Christ. Nothing till death to lay it down. For only those who bear the cross can hope to wear the glorious crown.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.